Anyone investigator Bill Lindsay attempting to contact Jess McNally. Check Jess McBriarty. It's Tuesday, approximately 1934 hours, November 27th, 2012.
Called a number which does not accept calls from telemarketers. All other callers may press 1 if they wish to complete the call. Hello.
Hey, is this Jess's girlfriend?
It is?
Yeah, this is Bill Freed. I don't know if you remember me or not. Kim gave me the number. I just wanted to find out if the deer were grouping up yet. I got a free paid trip to Maine through work again. I want to try to take one last effort.
Oh, okay.
He's just around?
Yeah, hang on. He's right here.
All right, thanks.
Hello.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Oh, the hell of a lot.
Hey, I got another paid trip to go to Maine. I ordered the muzzle loading thing online. My last grand finale here. See if I can find one.
Oh, yeah.
Are they grouping up yet by the near the houses?
Those same as always. You only got 3 days.
I know. Well, I don't go on the trip until Thursday morning, but I'm going to leave. I thought I'd leave at like 2 in the morning so I can at least hunt Thursday afternoon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you seeing any big bucks around at all?
No. I saw a couple of spike horns again there.
Did you?
They're legal.
Oh, yeah. Well. You know the spot you told me about where you said the dump stumps that back a long time used to see deer in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Monday I left, you know, I tried to see you there. I couldn't find you, but after I hunted with Carter got that nice little buck. Boys, yeah. That was a big spike. The body was hefty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Geez,
yeah.
We dragged it across like 4 beaver bogs and falling through. Oh, man, that was a nightmare to get out of there.
Yeah.
But he did that in an hour. He made me look bad. You know how many hours I got sitting and walking? He went and shot that in an hour. We weren't out of the truck for more than an hour, and he popped that thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And anyway, that night, that Monday, that spot you were telling me about where they were by the river, the does and stuff?
Yeah.
I saw a monster. I mean, a monster. It was like 2 feet above its head, the rack, and it was hopping right next to the road. I was coming back. It was a Monday night. The bar wasn't open. I was coming back from that way, you know, coming back into Allegash. And, boys, every time I tried to stop to see if I could get him, a car would come, you know, and he stopped right on the edge. He wouldn't run into the woods. He just ran down the side of the road, and then he finally ran up on that mountain there. I never saw him again. You know, the cars kept coming by.
He's right there.
Oh, it was probably 10 o'clock at night, and he was probably coming down to get them does across where you were saying.
Yeah, well, they're right there. Right there, if you come up right there, you're between the road and the river.
Yeah.
There's a mile of that strip right there, and you'd get a shot of him right there.
So all I need is a regular. I'm borrowing my buddy's muzzleloader. I just need a regular muzzleloader. You guys don't have the flintlock thing, right?
No.
See, so I can just I can shoot it with a regular muzzleloader.
Yep.
All right, well, that's cool.
Yep.
Well, I was hoping maybe you'd have a smasher hanging for me, but you've probably been working too much.
Yeah, I've been working over Thanksgiving there. I got that little one we had hanging there. I got that cut up and put away.
Oh, good. Good. Well, you got a reason to have meat, like you said, man.
Yeah.
You pop any of them big does coming to your apples?
No.
Oh, they never came, or they eat them all up?
Oh, yeah. No, they're still coming there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was a spike horn there three nights ago.
Did you dump him?
No, no.
Wow, you...
He wasn't very big.
Oh, you're waiting for a big one now, huh?
He was there with... Well, it was him and Fordo was there.
Well, it's the last week. I'm probably going to shoot a spike if I got to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's better than not taking one.
Yeah. Wow. Like I said, I'm paid all the way up to South Portland, but, dude, it's quite a haul from South Portland to get all the way up there. We had snow down here this morning. Did you guys get snow?
No, day before yesterday, we had little dust in there. Come daylight, there was maybe, not quite an inch on the ground. It's pretty near all gone, but it's turning cold. It's bone chilling the rivers.
Well, this is the first time I thought Pennsylvania getting snow before you guys.
Yeah.
We got that storm out of from Lake Erie, you know. It came over and dumped snow on us.
It was zero here last night.
Holy cow, are you serious? I got to wear long johns this time.
Yeah, bring some warm rigging because it's supposed to be another 2 or 3 days of cold, real cold there.
Well, if you see a big smasher, man, dump it and I'll do you right like you told me, you know. But anyway, I'll pound. I was kind of hoping they'd start. You remember how you said they group up and start coming right into town?
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping they'd start grouping up, but they probably need a lot of snow for that, huh?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, but right there where you seen that one that night.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be there very long. You'd jump him.
Really? You mean in the daytime?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He'd be right there.
A bunch of does is right there. They'll hang right there.
So they're rutting now, huh?
Yep.
Oh, good.
You know, if you ain't right there servicing them, he'll go up on that side hill and lay down.
Yeah.
They don't go far. You know what I mean? When they're rutting, they...
Well, I'm going to give it one last try, man. I'll stop in and say hi.
All right, then.
All right, man. Well, let me know if you dump a big one.
Okay.
It's cold enough now. You said it's 0 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man.
Okay,
I'll be talking to you. All right, take it easy. Hey, bye. End of conversation. It's approximately 1942 hours. Jess had previously told me that he would sell me a buck for $100 or $200 if it was cold enough to hang one. That's why I commented about if he dumped a big one. Seemed a little hesitant to talk over the phone. End the conversation again. It's 1942 hours, November 27th, 2012, on Tuesday.